The EDUCAUSE 2010 Annual Conference, bringing together the best minds in higher education IT, takes place in Anaheim, California, October 12th through the 15th. And one of the many focus areas for the conference is teaching and learning. We spoke with Malcolm Brown and Veronica Diaz, both from the EDUCAUSE Learning Initiative, to find out more about the teaching and learning aspects of this year's conference.
There's definitely a richness of content here at the annual conference that would make it a valuable experience for anyone associated with teaching and learning in higher education.
I think it's kind of a one-stop shop to be able to hear about kind of big projects from some pretty well-known presenters and get them all kind of at one time. So to give you an example, there's a particular session that caught my attention called Quality by Design. There will be five presenters that are involved in quality assurance programs and strategies and methods related to online learning. It would be difficult to be able to capture all of that content and all those presenters if you weren't attending the meeting. So I think it's kind of a nice opportunity to do that.
Do you want to talk about some of the sessions you think shouldn't be missed?
As I look over the schedule, there are three featured speaker sessions and one general session that are on the teaching and learning track or area. And I think they're all very, very interesting. The general session is with Neil Gershenfeld from the MIT Media Lab. He's going to be talking about the ramifications of distributed education for student delivery, which I think should be a very, very interesting session. David Wiley is going to be talking about openness. David's for a long time been a champion of a more open education model for higher education. So his session will be very, very interesting. I think the action analytics section offered by Linda Baer and Michael Offerman will also be very interesting as we move to ways of trying to understand the student performance and the student experience and measure ways of being able to deliver better educational services to our students for engagement and course and degree completion. And finally, the science of education with Adam Honia, I think will also be interesting. Adam's from the private sector with the University of Phoenix. And I think some of his ideas about operationalizing delivery of educational services will be very interesting.
I also noticed actually that there are a few sessions that are tied to evaluating and assessing the significance of either learning technologies or teaching and learning outcomes. Another one that's really good is learning environment research, which talks about making data-driven decisions. And I think in these budget times, participants are going to be really interested in looking for things that other institutions have already tried. In this session, we'll hear about some of the tools and strategies that have already been proven, which I think can save time and money for an organization that's looking to measure some learning outcomes and make improvements. One of the sessions that I wanted to draw to people's attention is the Seeking Evidence of Impact Project, and we are going to be doing a session on Thursday. That's at 8 a.m., and there will be about eight different presenters there from all over the country who will talk about the kinds of things that they're doing related to measuring the evidence of the impact that teaching and learning technologies has on student learning. And so I think that's a great way to expose yourself to lots of different perspectives in just 1 hour.
I found attending last year with my EDUCAUSE badge, as it were, to be very useful in that it was an opportunity not only to hear what the presenters were saying, but also just to strike up conversations with the attendees, because it's critical for someone in our role to know what's on the minds of our members, what's on the minds of the folks in the community, so that we can best steer our programs in the direction that are meaningful to them.
Malcolm Brown and Veronica Diaz on the teaching and learning aspects of the EDUCAUSE Annual Conference. Find out more and register at www.educause.edu/e2010. See you there.